This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Checkpoint Intimates.
Yes, and you are here with Checkpoint Intimates, your weekly gaming show where two members of the Checkpoint team go one-on-one and get intimate on a particular gaming topic. My name is Elliot this week, as it is every other week, and I'm also here with Cam.
Yeah, you're really struggling there, aren't you? Can't remember who you are.
Yeah.
It's this heat.
Am I Elliot? Yeah, it is. You? It's Melbourne's 25-degree weather that's come out of nowhere, and it's eating me alive.
Yeah. Having an existential crisis, we'll say that.
This week on the show, we want to talk about crossplay, which is a feature that exists in video games and allows players to play with people from other consoles, or play with like a PlayStation 4 player might play with a PC player, or a Switch player might play with an Xbox player. It's this nice, harmonious little get-together of enjoyment and playfulness.
Switch to Xbox. I've yet to see that one.
I think it happened. I think
Minecraft, maybe?
Minecraft. I think it will. It might not currently.
Either way, the big debacle Rocket League has is it. That it should exist a lot more than it actually does.
Yeah. So crossplay is just super healthy for players, right? Because it gives you more people to play against. It means you can play against your friends despite the fact that they might be playing on another console. It's really good for the players.
It's in favor of consumer, because what it means is that if I've got a bunch, I have about 50% of my friends play on PS4, 50% play on Xbox. And so there's a good swath of my friends where if I'm playing an online game, I don't get to enjoy their company, and it kind of sucks.
Yeah, and when a new console comes out and it's like a competition between do I get the PlayStation or do I get the Xbox, a lot of that decision comes down to, well, where are my friends playing? And to remove that as an option, like if crossplay was just this general rule that existed over all consoles, then that would just be so pro-consumer and so great.
I also don't think I think the consoles have been out long enough that people have drawn their lines in the sand, and I don't think you're going to get anyone suddenly jumping ship because you didn't let them play with their friend on Xbox. Like, I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah,
is it?
I don't know. Well, I'm not a console player, so I can stand back and say I have no idea what.
But, like, I've been playing on PlayStation since the PlayStation 1 first released in Australia, and I've been playing it the whole time, and there's no chance I'm going to switch over to Xbox, but I'd love to play with my Xbox friends, but keeping me from them isn't part of the marketing, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying.
It sucks, because there are games out there that do offer this. Not between Xbox and PlayStation, unfortunately.
No, they're kind of the two feuding titles that I guess they just can't figure out their crossplay quarrels.
But there are a few PC to PlayStation titles, as well as a couple of others here and there between places, but they're the ones that I see the most of. Things like your Rocket League, if you're on PC and you're on PlayStation 4, you can play together, but if you're on PlayStation 4 and Xbox 3-1... We're up to play Xbox One. You can't play together. I used to play Final Fantasy Realm Reborn on PC with my friend who would play it on his PlayStation. And it was great because we, outside of that, we didn't really know anyone who was playing it. And we weren't tied down at all by being able to access it that way. I think, and there's a lot that keep coming out. Things like the DC Universe Online, that was doing it ages ago. Like, that's so
I wonder what the first example of crossplay is, because it does feel like it's something that's talked about more recently, or at least over the last few years, but I'm sure it existed, like the technology existed for this to happen, you know, since internet was a thing on consoles.
I would say that possibly the first time I remember it existing between two different, like, not like PlayStation 3 to PlayStation 2, but the first time I noticed it happening from different kind of areas, like a PC to a PlayStation, was the DC Universe Online. And I remember it kind of blew my mind, because suddenly there were just so many more players when you're playing an MMO on a console. The fact that suddenly you had your PC players in there as well, it was just so many people.
Yeah, and I think MMOs are a good example of this, and almost a necessary example, because if you don't have a big enough player base, your MMO is going to die and dwindle.
Exactly.
Because you need, like, if you remove the massive multiplayer then all you're left with is online, and that's just boring.
Like, if you take something like Lawbreakers, which has been having trouble with numbers, if you were to suddenly let players across all platforms play together, you know, you wouldn't be sitting in your lobbies for, what was it the most recent, someone said?
Oh, it's an, just an endless hour? Almost, yeah.
Someone said an hour before they got into a match.
I feel like it could be well over an hour, but people just don't want to wait that long to find out.
Yeah.
But and yes, so, absolutely, that could solve so many of those issues. But it does bring up issues of its own as far as, like, if you're playing PC versus PS4, you're using a different input, and all of a sudden, like, there's these tactical advantages to using one system over the other, and that creates an imbalance between players.
That's a definitely, like, big problem with things like Overwatch. And so Overwatch, that's not cross-platform.
Yeah, you don't do cross-play.
You can't, because if you're facing off against someone with a keyboard and mouse, their precision is so much better than your controller. Like, you might prefer to play with a controller over keyboard and mouse, but you can't deny that just the precision. When I switch between the two, because I have it on both, when I switch between the two, I go from being, oh, I'm not too scared of that Widowmaker over there on PlayStation 4, to switching to PC and being like, holy crap, she is just on the other side of those bushes. I am doomed if I step out of...
Widowmaker is actually a great example, because I remember when Overwatch started patching separately for the console release and the PC release, it was Widowmaker that got nerfed on the PC and buffed on the console, because she's one of those characters that is really powerful in the hands of somebody with a mouse, because they can be so accurate and so pinpointing with those sniper shots.
All those snipers have seen themselves go in very opposite directions on each thing. It's things like Ana, they kind of didn't bother with her. She doesn't have a headshot hitbox, so they didn't have to worry too much with her precision hits.
Right.
They got to keep her the same, but Hanzo as well, he went different directions depending on which... Like, his hitbox got bigger on console and smaller on PCs because of the precision.
Yeah. And so, in a sense, crossplay isn't, like... It isn't all fun and joy, right? There is some issues you run into, but this is primarily an issue with games like first-person shooters, where you do have a tactical advantage using a mouse. It's less of an issue the flip side. So say, like, a racing game, something that requires an analog stick to be more effective at. It's less of an issue having crossplay there, because it is so easy to plug in a controller to your PC that...
Things like side-scrollers, I feel controllers work so much better with. I have done a few that have been cross-platform side-scrollers, and I've noticed that when I do it on my PC... I have so much trouble with the precision that I need, but when I've got my controller on my console, psh, no problems.
And that's the difference between, like, two different controller inputs. Like, you'll be really good in some aspects and really bad in others. But yeah, but that's the tactical advantage of the PC, is you can just plug in whatever you want. Unfortunately, console players don't have that same, like, advantage. No. So having FPS and crossplay does create issues. It creates a further issue as well, which I've heard a lot about, where they use auto-aim or aim assist for console players who are using a controller. PC players don't get aim assist. And the problem that that creates is, as soon as you have auto-aim enabled at all, PC players can go into the files and mod or hack the game and get auto-aim or aim assist for their mouse and keyboard. Yeah. And all of a sudden, these people who already have the advantage over... controller players have the advantage over everybody, because they're scamming the system, basically.
Yeah, it basically creates an in-game aimbot.
Yeah.
You know, shoot off to the horizon and the person behind you dies.
Yeah.
It's definitely... It's not for every game.
No.
It definitely isn't. And if it is implemented in such a way, it needs to be done in such a way that... You know, I don't think it would kill Sony... or Xbox, to allow people to plug in a keyboard and mouse if they wanted to play on their games.
Well, I think that would create even more issues, though, don't you think?
Well, because keyboard can be plugged into a PlayStation right now. So I used to use that sometimes for chat windows.
Yeah, but it's not effective while playing the actual game.
You can use it to kind of move around, but then you've also got your controller. It was a bit, it's a bit wonky. But I've never had a game that has allowed a mouse. Yeah. There are things that you can buy that... will take care of that for you. And so you use your keyboard and mouse, and then it changes the input to tell the PlayStation, I'm using a controller, I swear.
Ooh,
they exist out there. And then people, you do use them when they're playing, like, competitive games. So it's a bit shady. But I just think it's not a band-aid solution that we do crossplay for everything, but it needs to be an option. And between Xbox and PlayStation 4, you're both using controllers anyway.
There's
so
no
there
tactical
should not
advantage
be
there.
A huge difference for them.
Agreed. And games like we mentioned them before, stuff like Rocket League and Minecraft, where there isn't, like, it's fine. Do crossplay because nobody's got this massive, massive tactical advantage. Yeah. I mean, Minecraft particularly because it's not a competitive game. And Rocket League because, while maybe using a controller is better for that input, like, PC players can plug that in. So it's not that big of a deal. But, as you said, like, crossplay between Xbox and PlayStation, because the controllers are so similar, there's really no disadvantage
to the
player.
There isn't. And, you know, Microsoft have come out and said, we're totally for cross-platform. And unfortunately, my love, Sony, who I've been supporting them for so long, are apparently the spanner in the works.
It's that Sony that's
holding
really,
it up.
Really being the stickler here. And it's their fault that we're not seeing cross-platform play as a big thing right now.
And they're saying it about, like, they're trying to protect their customers. They're trying to protect their players by not allowing cross-platform. And I don't understand that.
It's rubbish. It's an excuse.
You don't try to pretend that your players aren't as toxic as Xbox players. We're all toxic in it together. We're all terrible.
I mean, realistically speaking, the only reason I can think of why Sony wouldn't want cross-platform is because they have the larger user base right now.
Mm-hmm.
The PlayStation, the new console generation favors Sony. And therefore...
Oh, yeah, they're on top right now.
They're on top.
They don't feel a need for it. The only thing I could think is maybe they're worried that Xbox will have... Because Sony, I feel, are very on edge about hacking into their systems because it has happened a few times. And I think they're worried about adding another element of entry for that.
I mean, maybe, but just...
That's the only thing I can think when they're talking about protecting us, is like protecting our credit card details, maybe.
Maybe, but I doubt it. I just the cynic in me tells me that they're worried that they've got the larger player base, and therefore when somebody new buys a console, they'll be like, well, I'll get PlayStation. All my friends have PlayStation.
Yeah.
And if you had cross-platform, that wouldn't be an issue.
I have two friends that have picked up PlayStations, even though they have Xboxes, because they were sick of not being able to play with people.
There you go. And those two friends are the reason Sony's doing this. It's their fault we don't see cross-platform play.
I hope they're not listening. I don't blame you, I swear.
So there's actually been a bit of news in this space, which is the reason we're talking about this at all, is because it's popped up once again because of a game called Fortnite, which has allowed cross-platform play between PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One for the first time ever. But it wasn't intentional.
It was an accident.
They did it as an accident. An accident in air quotes.
Yeah.
Sony definitely didn't want this. Epic, who makes Fortnite, who knows whether they did this intentionally or not, but they allowed cross-platform between the two games, and people just were like, what is happening? Like, are you allowing this, Sony? Like, since when? When did your stance change?
Yeah.
And then Sony came out and said, no, this is an error. Like, we're disabling this. Should have never happened.
Because it started when two players noticed on the PlayStation 4 that one of the people they were playing against had a space in their username, which is something that PlayStation does not allow.
There you go.
And so they were like, wait a second, that doesn't seem right. Who are they? And they looked it up, and they found them through the Epic portal that they were on Xbox.
Yeah.
And they're like, how has this happened?
Since when?
What's going on here? And look, working for an e-commerce myself, there have been times when we've accidentally put up a product at $0. So things can slip through.
It happens.
But my favorite thing about this was how quickly it was resolved, in the reality that it sounds like it was literally just flick a switch.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's kind of what everyone's screaming about right now, is it was this easy to enable crossplay and this easy to disable it. Like, why aren't you just letting us have this?
It was, the game did not go down for maintenance. It was literally and I don't even think it was a patch. It was literally just something in their head office had to be changed, and the next day it was resolved.
Yeah. I want to live in a world where we can have cross-platform play as just a general rule. Come on, Sony, pick up your game.
I want to be able to... Do you know how annoying it is that Luke is playing Destiny on Xbox One, and I need, like, a sixth member, and I'm like, I know that Luke is playing, and if I could only get onto Xbox One, I could just drag him over to my group.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and because I have so many friends who play console exclusively and I play PC exclusively, like, that would make a huge difference for me to see cross-platform play. And I reckon in the future it will be the norm. How soon we get to that point, I'm not too sure.
It's that matter of how stubborn can Sony be? versus how much can we demand it versus, like, they're the ones that need to cave. They're the ones that need to give us this.
Well, the funny thing is, when the next generation of console comes out and maybe Sony's no longer on top, they'll probably be like, yeah, we're ready for cross-platform play now. And Microsoft will be like, you know what? Nah.
That's cute that you think that Microsoft will be on top in the next platform.
I don't actually think that, but in my hypothetical.
Yeah, but it'd be nice that if, you know, maybe E3 next year we'll get a big announcement that they're trying to appease us all and bring us back on side. Because all that's going to happen is hopefully this instance and the reality that it can exist is enough to really instigate enough fire under the community to put the pressure on and everyone go, okay, let's start considering this.
Maybe what we need is like developers to be releasing games only to platforms that will allow crossplay. That would like definitely put a fire under Sony. I don't think that's going to happen because it's going to be jeopardy. You're losing a huge player base by doing that.
Yeah, like you're shooting yourself in the foot to be like, hey, PlayStation, I know you've got the biggest player base right now.
But maybe just do it as a bluff. Yeah. Like say that's what's going to happen.
And then when they're like, no, you're like, oh, yeah, no, I totally get it.
Yeah, we were joking.
We were joking all along. Please take our game. Please.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. And I hope we get to see it because I would love to play with just so many more of my friends.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Totally agreed. So you guys have been listening to Checkpoint here on Joy 94.9, where we have been talking about cross-platform play. Cameron, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
My name is Elliot. We will join you guys next week for another Checkpoint Intimates.
This has been a Joycast of Checkpoint for Joy 94.9. If you like this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.